You are listening to BFBS, the Forces Station. It's George Squared, George Ryland and George Wedlake. And joining us, well, I would say national treasure, the actor Leo Gregory. Leo, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Very good. What a lovely intro. Thank you. That 20 quid's in the post.
We'll hold you to that. Now, it's a long entry, but if you had to pick something, what would you say so far is the best thing that you've worked on?
Oh, that's a very good question. Do you know what? I will do that horrible thing and I will pick three things, but be very quick. So one is called Out of Control. It was predominantly set in a young offender's prison, won a couple of awards, which was lovely, and it was all improvised. So that was brilliant. Another one I've got to mention is Green Street, as people seem to like it. And then the other one, the last one, it would be remiss of me not to mention the film The Mark of Cain, which was set in Iraq and, you know, it was British forces, military based. And that was a real experience. And that actually did well. And I think it won a BAFTA.
The characters you tend to play, they're very authentic. They're street level, they're gritty. How do you get into character and research these type of characters before diving into the role?
First thing I'll say on that is I find, I guess, another way of putting what you said would be sort of complex, part broken, part multifaceted, maybe. So firstly, I'll say, you know, whilst we're actors and we do all sorts, those are the roles that are more interesting to me personally. You know, romantic lead is great and something to tick off, but you know, I think there's more enjoyment on it, on that kind of level.
A character that you hadn't mentioned at the start there in your top three, but I really like you as playing Brian Jones in Stone. You mentioned complex characters. There aren't many more characters out there more complex. Getting into his head, how was that?
Yeah, he was a very complex character. He was interesting because he was a genius in the sense that he could almost pick up, in his world, he could pick up almost any instrument and get it to do what he wanted it to do and the sounds that he wanted it to make. But the flip side to his genius was he never then studied those said instruments at any great level to really master them. So a really interesting character to play, you know, got to be a rock star. You know, the era, the costumes, the Rolls Royces, this, that and the other. Obviously, the cast, the crew and Stephen Woolley. Yeah, that was amazing.
And how much more of a challenge is it to play a real life figure as opposed to something that's been written?
OK, so, yeah, look, it is more tricky for a few reasons. One being, you know, you don't want to let anyone down as an actor, or me. You don't want to let anyone down. You don't want to let your director down, your crew, your castmates, anyone down. Then when you add in, you know, God forbid the person, generally not, but God forbid the person is still living and breathing. Obviously, that's another immense pressure. More times than not, you know, sadly, they're not with us. But then, you know, they've got friends, they've got families, they've got, in the case, in the point in question, they've got the Brian Jones fan club, which is very much alive and kicking. So, yeah, there's an extra pressure there. But that, I'm not going to say the pressure makes diamonds, cliche, but the pressure makes you focus more, makes you work harder, and, you know, you rise to it.
Do you ever get to keep any of the mementos from playing, say, the likes of Brian Jones? Did you get to keep a guitar after that, or any of Bother's Stone Island jackets?
Brian Jones, yeah, no, they weren't really handing out Vox teardrops or or vintage Aussie Clark nightgowns per se, but I definitely would have got a couple of bits. I can't actually remember what from that. Green Street, yeah, we'd have all robbed a bit of clobber, do you know what I mean? This and that, but yes, from films, I do have things like, you know, if there's a little memento, I did Musketeers once, and part of the whole thing, he was this sort of magician guy and he used to flick this coin. So I've got the coin from that. I've got fake teeth from something else. I'll tell you what I've got. Every military job I do, or every job with handguns and blank rounds and whatever, I'll always keep some rounds or this, that and the other. that's something that I do on every time I do one of those sorts of jobs. So yeah.
And speaking of bother, we got to talk about Green Street. I rewatched it last night. It's such a good movie. And I've had the guy who wrote it on my show a few times, Dougie Brimson, who's X-Forces. Now, you filmed it over 2 decades ago. Do you have some really good memories of it still?
So, lots of memories from Green Street. Obviously, you know, the sort of moments that have maybe lived a life on the internet. So, bother walking around the pitch and bother on the pool table getting soaked with beer. So those moments that have sort of lived on Instagram, they obviously stick in the memory very vividly. It's not something you get to do every day. In terms of the making of it, you know, we had a great bunch of people there. As you said and alluded to, it was a little while ago. So back then, I'm sure nobody will mind me saying that we used to maybe have a couple of light ales after work of an evening and not exactly, but in the spirit, I guess, life imitating art, imitating life a bit.
So who do you support in real life? Because I've Googled this and it says Spurs. Apologies if I've got that wrong.
You definitely have not got that wrong. I do support the mighty Spurs.
So what's it like then, having to be like a diehard, hardcore hammer?
As I say to people, like obviously it's something that a lot of people say to me if I'm out and about. How could you be West Ham when you're Tottenham? Because they paid me quite cynically and simply. I'll tell you a true story. So after that, funnily enough, with someone you mentioned, Dougie Brimson, we did another film together some years later called Top Dog. And I remember the writing process, and they started it, and you know, we were putting the money together and this and that. And it was going to be, from memory, it was the West Ham Millwall bit again. And I said, listen, I said, no. Nah. I said, if you want me to do it, it's Tottenham. So bless him, Dougie rewrote the thing for Tottenham.
Did you feel you had to repent for your sins afterwards, or did the money just do that for you?
All jokes aside, look, you're working on a Hollywood movie with Elijah Wood, who, I promise you, there weren't many people bigger on the planet at that point, because I think Lord of the Rings 1 had come out and 2 was about to drop or something like that. So I could tell you stories, but he was like, it was Beatles-esque, and such a lovely guy and a great actor. So, you know, you're working with Elijah, you're working with Charlie, Ross, you know, great gang, Jeff Bell, obviously, Claire Forlani, Mark Warren. Blah, blah, blah. So look, from a work point of view, and I know some Tottenham will probably find this hard to believe, I've played worse characters than West Ham.
And did you have to educate Elijah Wood much on football, not soccer?
Okay, he knew well enough not to use the S word. but no, Elijah was lovely. And talking about sort of British culture and stuff like that, he had such a knowledge of British film and music culture. I mean, he was pulling out random bands from Huddersfield that I'd never heard of, and this, that, and the third. He really did love the British culture. So, I mean, he was a dream to work with.
So I'm a Pompey supporter. I'm a Portsmouth fan. And the other day I saw a news story. Everyone did, in fact. It was shared around Pompey social media rather quickly. And it just reminded everybody of bother, where you pretended to be the media officer to get pitch side at Upton Park so you could give it to the, I think, Birmingham City fans, wasn't it?
So, all I will say to that is, there's obviously people out there that believe that bother inspired that and similar incidents. How do I know that? Because they all tag me and tell me so. So people do believe that. I may have had a few DMs over the years that have possibly alluded to bother being an inspiration, but obviously we are far too grown up for me to sit here and say anything as outlandish as that.
You have confirmed that you're filming the new one next year. How has Dougie done with the follow-up story 2 decades on?
Yes, the wheels are in motion for Green Street next year. With regards to the writing of it and this, that, and the other. These are things that are all being worked out behind the scenes. So I can't honestly answer that, both in the literal, not just the actor sense of one being coy, but I literally can't answer it because there is not a script on the table yet.
Where would you like to see him 20 years later? Where do you think Bob is going to end up two decades after the original?
So usually a question like this would be answered because I would have the story or an idea of the script in my head. So I could go off on a tangent and tell you X, Y, and Z, knowing full well that I'm not doing any spoilers for anyone. Okay, in this situation, I can't do that because I'm not saying I will, I would hope so, I may be part of that process. And obviously, you know, it's a character that's lived beyond 20 years ago, and it's a character that's become close to my heart. So obviously I do have ideas, but for me to sit here and reel off one, two or three of them, and then God knows how many months down the line, the hands are, you know, it would be a bit of a faux pas on my part. So I'm going to keep my powder keg dry and just say that there are ideas. It's a world I know very well. And, listen, we're not going to let anyone down.
So much mystery attached. I want to see it now. I can't wait.
What else have you got coming up next year?
So next year, I've got Rise of the Foot Soldier at Ibiza. I'm very lucky. I live in Ibiza some of the year. I've always wanted to shoot a film there. Andrew Loveday came to me. Nick Nevin is a very old dear friend of mine. I know the gang, you know, Tama, Jamie Foreman, Craig Fairbrass. I was like, yeah, this is, we've got to do this. So that's out next year. Very exciting. I think the franchise is sort of evolving into and moving into a different sort of universe. I think it will be very different to the other movies. I think it's going to be bigger, bolder and badder. And then I have another film called Sessions with a friend of mine, sort of story very close to his heart, a guy called Daniel O'Reilly. We've got Jonas Armstrong, the wonderful Jamie Winstone. Who else is on there? Rupert Graves. There's an amazing bunch of cast on that. So that'll be out next year as well.
And you've been picking up some awards recently as well, haven't you?
Yeah, actually. I was in a couple of months ago, I'd say now. I was at the Siena Film Festival, where a movie I shot a while ago called The Ninth Cloud was in competition. I'll be honest with you, I went to this festival because it's a new director's cut that's being re-released. And I went to the festival kind of purely to see it on the big screen, to say hello to everyone and to see Siena. It's a beautiful, stunning place. But I just went there to see it on the big screen. And then obviously it's in Italian, and there was an awards thing, and I sat there in the audience. And then they sort of talking in Italian, and they said Leo Gregory. And I was like, okay. And I was waiting for a bunch of other names or something. And then everyone around me started looking at me going, what are you doing? Get on stage. So slapped me around the head, and then off I trotted up on stage. So it really was, and again, not being actor-y, that is true to the bone. So it was a real, very welcome, lovely surprise. The film also won Best Film, which is wonderful. Directors, Jane Spencer. One of the last movies that, well, I say one last, it was a movie that Michael Madsen was in. Obviously, he passed not too long ago. So that was very nice. BFBS, the Forces Station.